open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Monday. Free agency almost upon us, officially beginning tomorrow at 4 p.m. Of course, lots of stuff is happening behind the scenes. Teams and prospective players talking with each other, agents talking with teams, and so on and so forth. And we'll see what shakes out, particularly for this Browns team tomorrow. We're seeing things shaking out around the league with trades, or I should say trades agreements in principle, things I guess you're not supposed to be doing, but you can do, and then announce officially tomorrow. And this was just, the NFL just finally had to, because this stuff was going on. There were always these discussions walking up to free agency, and then ultimately the league said, you know what, let's just really kind of cut the facade. Stay within the rules and the parameters, and they admonish clubs with memos to not be overt about what they're doing. But in fact, what the league is saying is do what you have to do to make deals and give yourself and players opportunities to find jobs in the league and not make it as much of a last-minute scramble. And I don't know how much of a last-minute scramble it really has been. It seems like the news of it all pops out in a scramble. But I think what is worked out in advance of the announcements, that I think is pretty much the same. It's just that we're hearing more about that. So Clark Judge from CBSSports.com is going to join us. We will talk with Clark, who's covered this league a long time, about the doings, what is happening throughout the league, and of course what maybe will happen here with the Browns. And also on the show, DeQuell Jackson, very pleased to have the veteran linebacker on because he's going to talk about, among other things, joining the NFL USO Tour. He'll be with five other NFL players during a week-long visit to U.S. troops at military bases throughout the Middle East. This is the second straight year that a Browns player has been part of this tour. Alex Mack was part of it in 2012. And then Joe Thomas also was part of the NFL USL Tour in 2010. So we look forward to hearing DeQuell Jackson's thoughts on that. I know this is something that is very meaningful for him, very emotional for him, frankly. And he, I'm sure, is going to have a lot to say about that. We'll also talk some football. We'll talk about what is going on with this team, the big changes that have happened here, the changes that are going to affect him going now from a 4-3 to a 3-4 defense. Of course, he'd been in a 3-4 when he arrived on this Browns team 2006 when Romeo Crennel was the head coach, stayed that way after Eric Mangini took over in 2009, and then in 2011 and 12, part of a 4-3 defense that Dick Geron ran as part of the Pat Shurmur coaching staff. So we'll hear what DeQuell has to say about Ray Horton's version of the 3-4. And I'm looking forward to that. I think there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff there. Interesting stuff from you, listeners, readers, fans, all that we've got who submit questions to the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages. Our Browns Daily Twitter handle, @Browns_Daily. My personal Twitter handle that you also submit questions, comments to, @VICCARUCCI. And our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And our voicemail, which is 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Elliot from email, he says, Vic, I constantly hear it said that free agents go to the place offering the highest pay. While the Browns have not been previously big players in the market, the players they have gotten are often second tier that seem to be overpaid. Elliot goes on to say, a good young player obviously wants to be paid well, but also play for a team with stability, both coaching and philosophy, and a good chance to continue every season in the playoffs. The recent history of the Browns, Elliot goes on to say, offers neither of those. What can the Browns offer that may offset that disadvantage in attracting good young free agents? I think you raised some interesting points, Elliot, because the competition, and that's what it is with other teams, does come down to, in most cases, What do you have to offer that player in terms of his ability to get the championship, to be on something productive and good, and that will make him even more valuable than whatever you paid him to be part of the team? He's part of a valuable organization that has championship runs, that is a contender. And that isn't what the Browns can sell right now. They can, however, sell the hope of that to go along with competitive money, and you start there, and you said that, so that's the given. But beyond that, I think it's selling what you have in the way of coaching, what you have in the way of coordinators, that you have two of the premier coordinators in the league in North Turner and in Ray Horton to go along with Rob Gudzinski as head coach. I think those are the components that you're selling a new owner who is doing everything he can to make this team a contender, that he's building a first-class, world-class organization here with the help, of course, of people like Joe Banner and all their years of experience. I think that's what the selling point is, and letting a player know that he can be part of something that is where the needle's going up. And that's the sales pitch, and I think it's a legit selling point. All right, we're just getting this started. In about 2 minutes, you are going to hear from veteran Browns linebacker DeQuell Jackson as we take you through this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best Auto Show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Katie, a discount drug mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak & Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're going to take you shortly to the Revel Wireless Hotline. But first, parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic. The two-day clinic on March 22nd and 23rd is designed for 13 and 14-year-olds and is only $50. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So pleased to have with us now Browns linebacker DaQuell Jackson. DaQuell, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great. And I know you're excited about this because coming up is the NFL USO Tour. You'll be among several NFL players involved in this. I know a lot of the details for security reasons can't be discussed, but in general, DaQuell, how exciting is this to be a part of this this mission?
Yeah, this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity, in my opinion. There's not too often you get a chance to travel and visit the troops and actually get a chance to walk in their shoes for a week and see what goes on.
And that's the thing, and you put it so well, walk in their shoes, see what it's all about. We all, I guess, have an idea if we've not been part of this, and the majority of us haven't, but we obviously read about it, we see it on television. You certainly have your heart there. In your case, you're going to be able to make contact and be around soldiers, men and women, who I think are going to be very pleased to have guys like yourself and other NFL players in their midst.
Yeah, I don't know why they'll be pleased to see us, but we're it all. I'm sure the guys, the group of guys that are going over to be with the troops, the men and women, I think it's just extraordinary. I think it's extraordinary what they're doing for our country and just the ability to. I'm just amazed at it because honestly, it takes a special person to do something like that, and I'm anxious to meet them and see who these people are. And what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is I know how humbling this is for you. We talked about this before off-air and that what this means to you to kind of say thank you and give back. I mean, we all can have those opportunities when we cross paths with soldiers over here, but to be in theater with them, to be overseas, is a whole different experience.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's something that what we do throughout the season, we acknowledge troops and men and women that have served our country at our various games. And, you know, as you're playing, you really don't get to see who's who, but this chance here, man, I'm just going to soak it all up. Me and the other group of guys, that I think this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I thank the NFL for putting this group together. And actually choosing me to be a part of it because, like I said, this is something that is extra extraordinary, and I'm just excited for the trip. It's going to be a long trip, but I think I'm going to learn a lot, and just to see what goes on from the young men and women from all ages, all walks of life, to be able to meet these people, like you said, it's very humbling, and it's going to be very exciting for me, honestly.
And DaQuell, other players that you know, I'm sure, from other teams, but your own team, Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, who have been part of these tours. I wonder if you've had an opportunity maybe through the years to talk with some of these players that you know and hear about their experiences and maybe wonder what it would be like to do it for yourself, just to compare notes and know what you're kind of getting into.
Yeah, well, they told me prepare for anything. You know, it's definitely out of our comfort zone. You know, not every day that you have to walk around and worry about your safety. I mean, that's why they're doing what they're doing over halfway around the world for our freedom. So it's definitely, you know, you have to be aware. You have to have your antennas up. But at the same time, this is the experience of a lifetime. The people that they've met, just speaking with Alex, was unbelievable. The hospitality that you're handed with is unbelievable. They treat you like royalty over there. But again, you know, Alex and I have the same sentiment as far as, you know, I think the world of those guys and women over there. And I can't say it enough. Words cannot express the deep feelings I have for everyone over there.
I think what's going to be really cool is, and of course, you're going to have a lot of NFL fans, and they'll, some are just in general, they're going to love just having players from any teams there. But you're going to run into, I'm sure, some Browns faithful who really love and root for. I mean, I hear from those people, and they send me notes and letters and want stuff. I can't imagine. They have DeQuell Jackson with them. How cool that's going to be for both of you, like you said, to just kind of meet people who are either from Northeast Ohio or just have a rooting interest in the Browns.
Oh, definitely. If I could put a smile on their face and hang out with those guys and girls and just talk football, that's what I would do. You know, I'm making the trip to make their day easier, to make their time pass a little bit better because, you know, as long as they keep sending, you know, people like myself over there and we can inspire them in any sort of way possible, then I'm up for it. And it's going to be great to talk football. I'm pretty sure there's a ton of Cleveland Browns fans throughout the tour.
Yeah, I know that, and you'll definitely run into them. DeQuell, I think the other thing that'll be nice is, for our sake, on ClevelandBrowns.com and the media assets that we have here, including this show, you're going to have an opportunity to share your experiences. I think one of the very cool things is you'll have a little camera with you to kind of document this thing. I'll bet you're looking forward to putting together a little documentary of your trip.
Yeah, well, it times up perfectly. I'll keep that camera rolling all day long as I'm allowed. So I'll do a little bit of commentating on it. I'll try to get some interviews from the other guys involved, other troops involved, and hopefully some Cleveland Brown fans.
There you go. DeQuell Jackson, linebacker for the Browns, joining us here via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, DeQuell, talking some football, lots of changes, as we well know, here in Berea. You've got a new defensive coordinator in Ray Horton. He brings a new defense, a 3-4 scheme, to this club. Just some thoughts about converting to that after spending the last 2 years in Dick Geron's 4-3 scheme.
Yeah, well, changes, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I had a chance to speak to the head coach and defensive coordinator Ray Horton, and myself and the head coach, we go back from his earlier days here in Cleveland. So I've watched the film. When I was drafted in Cleveland, we started off in the 3-4. So the last 2 years we've been a 4-3. Whether you could say it's a better fit for the players that we have in the building, that's up for discussion. But I've watched this film, and at Arizona, I mean, they got after people. There's an aggressive style of defense that I think fits the guys in that locker room. You have, tough guys, tough, smart guys that want to get after people, and that's what Ray Horton brings. He brings that type of attitude, and it's documented. You know, I went back, I watched the film, and it's on film, and that's the best way to identify with the system that you're going to be playing in. So I'm excited about it. I think we got the guys to get it done. I know Joe Banner and Chud and everyone in that building is gearing up for the draft, and I'm bringing some good free agents to help us get over this hump.
For you specifically, going from middle linebacker in the 4-3 to an inside linebacker in the 3-4, and you've done both as a pro, give me a sense of what the transition, what the difference is like in responsibility and in play and so forth.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the 3-4. That's what I was accustomed to coming out of college. I was under Romeo Crennel. Mm-hmm. But he was more so a traditional 3-4 scheme where both guards are uncovered, from the Mike position and the Will position, both inside linebackers. It's just a little bit more, taxing on your body. But at the end of the day, it's all football. 4-3 is a little bit, to try to put in layman's terms, you're a bit covered up with the three interior guys. Mm-hmm. So you have bigger bodies in front of you in terms of a 4-3. But this system here, running the 3-4, a lot of the times if you watch it throughout the course of a football game, a lot of teams spread you out. So a lot of times it becomes a 4-down. So very rarely would you be in a traditional 3-4 set based on an offensive personnel. But like I said, we're going to be an aggressive bunch. I watched the film. Ray Horton is he stems from that the Steelers tree.
Right.
And he definitely has a background. He understands the tradition. I think it's going to be great for our guys to actually be a part of a blitzing style defense. We haven't been a big blitzing style aggressive defense in a long time around here. So I think it's fitting for us.
I know ideally things stay the same and there's continuity. We all know that can tend to breed more success as long as things are working. But you're going through change, and as we said earlier, change isn't always a bad thing to go through. A familiar face like Rob Jedzinski comes into the building. We know about his offensive prowess as a coach. He brings North Turner with him. We mentioned Ray Horton. This is really a good-looking coaching staff when you think in terms of the experience and the credentials that you have. And as you say, there's still some good pieces. I mean, there's a lot of good young pieces that are in place that are now gaining some experience. They'll be adding more players via free agency, via the draft. Do you have a general sense of optimism of where things are going, DeQuell?
Definitely. And you hit the nail on the head. You look at the guys that we brought in to coach these young guys up. Cause at one point, we became overnight one of the oldest teams in the National Football League to one of the youngest teams in the National Football League. So The good thing about this group of guys is they're young and they're like sponges. So if you get the right group of coaches in, starting with North Turner, starting with Ray Horton, and you can go down the line, I think it starts there. And I think it starts from the top, from the owner to the president to the head coach, and it trickles on down. And right now, I have a great sense of pride and hope that we're finally there, and this is a group that we can make the next step with. So we definitely have the coaches. Now it's up to the players to actually put in the time, put in the work, and translate all the work from this point on to spring ball over to the regular season to finally get over this hump so we can bring some winning back to Cleveland.
Yeah, and I know when you get back from your tour and the timing will be pretty close to, I think, around April when that first mini camp is, I'll bet you're looking forward to that chance to really kind of get this thing off the ground.
I can't wait. You know, every year I go into the season thinking this is the year. And I feel like, and I'll say it again, this is the year. I think we got, the head coach, Rob, is doing great work right now and trying to figure out what's best for this team. How to approach this team. I'm excited about it. I've talked to a lot of other guys just about, because I've had some relationship with him in the past. So obviously things have changed. His philosophy has changed a bit, but whatever information I can give to those guys just to let them know, hey, this is another year, a new opportunity. Let's do what we need to do. Because right now we can't afford to do what we've been doing in the past, which is, to my opinion, hasn't been enough because we hadn't got to that point to where we're constantly being in the postseason.
Right.
Until we can get to that point, there's always still work to do, but up until this point, we have to be together. We have to embrace the new group and start thinking positive.
Well, with your tremendous leadership, I'm optimistic about the future, and I think that's a real key. You're a heart and soul guy, as we all know. And listen, be safe on this tour, and we look forward to your updates.
All right, looking forward to you. Thanks, babe.
All right, he is DeQuell Jackson, linebacker for the Browns, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina. Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
You know, some people think lawn care companies are all alike. They are not. Hi, gang, Riz here. Trust me, I've gone with four or five different lawn companies back in the day, and I found Weedman to be the best. 43 years of experience, and they're growing every year. Locally owned and operated, they are experts in customer service and will take care of every detail from growing the lawn you have always wanted. Certified technicians know Northeast Ohio lawns better than anyone, and now is the time to call them. 216-289-5446 or visit weedmanusa.com. The exclusive slow-release product is golf course quality. I'll tell you, my lawn has never looked better. Go with Weedman. Make memories on a Weedman lawn this year. Call 216-289-5446 or go to weedmanusa.com, because lawn care is not all alike. Weedman.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Facebook, Twitter, email. We go. Dr. Payne from Twitter lists the names of lists Greg Jennings, Cliff Averill, Jennings from Green Bay, Averill the D lineman from the Lions, and Jared Cook the tight end. Throw in Antoine Kayson, the corner from San Diego, and the Browns make the playoffs. So that's his recipe. Sign those guys. And I like your enthusiasm, Dr. Payne. It's what this time of year, what tomorrow brings in terms of enthusiasm. Reality is a different story. You don't sign, I don't think, all of those guys. Maybe one, maybe two. But I don't know that you're going to be able to get a list of four free agents in one swoop. I think it's not just because of what it costs to invest and overspend, which is what you do in free agency. And we'll get into that more with Clark Judge. But there is an overspending that happens naturally in this time of year, this period. And teams, I think, are also, for the most part, I'm not speaking specifically of the Browns, kind of taking a wait and see, just based on some of the rumblings of the past few days. I mean, I think you'll always get that type of signing that we saw, and I'm not ruling that out for the Browns, but that type of signing that you saw from a cost standpoint last year with Amario Williams signing with Buffalo. That's just the most recent example of a player getting whatever it was, $100 million, to join a team and not have the impact that's commensurate with that kind of money. And the impact with that kind of money should be defensive player of the year, lead the league in sacks, just blow it out. I think he had whatever it was, 10 or more sacks, slightly more than that. But he didn't blow it out the way a defensive end or an outside linebacker in his case now, because they're going to go to the 3-4 in Buffalo, what he was doing in Houston before he hit the free agency market, is expected to do. And it's germane to the Browns conversation, because they're going to go into free agency, obviously, with the thought in mind of enhancing outside linebacker, pass rusher, edge guy, and cornerback. And how much will it cost to get the premier guy on this football team, on any football team? A lot. It's going to cost a lot. And you say, well, you don't care. Spend whatever it takes. But there has to be a certain amount of responsibility, I can say with confidence. I'm not sitting in on free agency meetings to tell you or looking at spreadsheets and charts and numbers about this, but my sense of what the people here are all about, Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi, you know, the crew that's making these decisions, they are prudent about how they're going to do this, with the thought that, yes, when you get a player and you'll spend a lot of money on him, you do it with the thought that you're not spending for the sake of getting a name, of just making the splash so people will say, look at that guy, and let's get the most expensive guy out there, because most expensive equals success. And we all know that just doesn't work in football. That formula doesn't work in football. It's spend with a purpose. It's find the right fit. It's, you know, make selective choices, not just choices. Thomas from email. Hey, Vic, I was wondering if you think Michael Lombardi and Rob Chudzinski would consider going after Eric Winston, who was cut, the offensive lineman tackle cut by the Chiefs, to fill a glaring offensive guard need, and going after Chris Gamble to go along with Joe Hayden. Well, Chris Gamble's since announced that he's going to retire. He's the Carolina Panthers corner, who had been regarded as one of the top guys entering free agency, Thomas, but he's now decided to retire. Adrian Wilson available, the safety from Arizona, to bring strong veteran leadership and to help mentor possible safety cornerback draft picks. Also, do you think Hardesty will stay in as the primary backup running back, or at all, for that matter, do you think Chud North Turner will go after another back via free agency or the draft? Good stuff, Thomas. I would say that everything you mentioned here is probably on the table. Winston's availability is a bit of a concern. He did not pay, and I know Eric reasonably well, spent a lot of time around him when he was with Houston, talked with him quite a bit when he was here with the Chiefs, and I know the Chiefs weren't happy. I mean, it speaks for itself with what he was about after investing big money in him to be a part of their team from Houston. So I don't know if, in fact, it makes how much sense it makes to invest serious money in for a veteran guard. I think that's one of the spots that I would put lower, way low on the priority list, including the draft, and focus more on those perimeter spots, the pass rusher, the cornerback, the safety. I don't know what Wilson's got left in the tank. You know that Ray Horton knows a great deal about him. And if the Browns were to pursue him, it would be, I'm sure, at his urging, or at least, if not at his urging, his comprehensive understanding of what he's all about. And that's a curious one. All right. Let's get more into free agency discussion. Clark Judge covers the NFL for CBSSports.com. Columnist there will join us shortly to talk more about all this good stuff going on tomorrow and the days and weeks to come. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto Showtime, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
With NCAA tournament berths at stake, emotions will be riding high at the Q in Cleveland. It's the 2013 First Energy Mid-American Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament, March 13th through 16th. When it sweeps from the heartland, pulses will rise and hearts will race as these MAC players put it all on the line. The First Energy MAC Tournament. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, the Q box office, and all Northern Ohio discount drug marts.
Hi, gang. Riz here for my club, Medina Country Club. Been a member for years. Love the family atmosphere. Get to play three of the area's top courses, Medina, Shale Creek, and the Quarry for free. Price of one. Become a founding member and pay no initiation fees. Right now, dues not due until May 1st. And get a $400 credit. Call Michelle at 330-416-6802. Listen, it's more affordable than you think. Think Medina CC. 330-416-6802. Medina Country Club.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings,
like up to $9,000 off a new F-150.
Or lease one for $199 a month.
Only at Liberty
will you get the most for your trade-in.
And we will get you financed, guaranteed.
Hurry
for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizzaiolo melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So I'm gonna need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's a handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get to Subway Pronto to enjoy the delizioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizzaiolo melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hurry into Subway for our March featured values. Introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking off with the juicy oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. A classic, just $3. And that's not all. Try the Buffalo Chicken $6 foot-long special too. Bold buffalo foot-long flavor, only $6. Both available all month long as our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
So what does it feel like to get the greatest haircut experience on earth at Lady Jane's in Willoughby? What does a soothing shampoo and scalp massage plus a hot lather neck shave followed by a hot towel treatment feel like? Well, say you're at the beach and you're eating an ice cream cone and you have to laugh. But this beautiful lifeguard mistakes your laughter for choking and starts to give you mouth to mouth. But it turns out she doesn't mind because she loves ice cream. Well, that's what it's like to get the greatest haircut experience on earth at Lady Jane's in Willoughby on Euclid Avenue, just west of 350 5th Street. Haircuts are just $10 at Lady Jane's.
It's wicked awesome.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-381-6322.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-381-6322. That's 1-800-381-6322.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Cerucci with you, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Clark Judge covers the NFL for CBSSports.com. He's taking the time to join us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. And Clark, thank you so much. How you doing?
My pleasure, Vic. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk about free agency, which starts in earnest tomorrow, or officially tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time, although teams have had these last few days to have discussions, whatever that means. I guess they can't reach agreements in principle, although I think a lot of folks are kind of saying, yeah, okay, what? There's got to be something going on. These aren't just, hey, how you doing calls.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, it was years ago, and you certainly remember, and so do I, where they said, listen, you cannot talk to these guys before the free agent deadline begins. And everyone did it, but no one acknowledged it. And so they said, well, there's a real penalty for tampering, and it was done, but there were really no penalties, or very few that I can recall. And so finally the NFL just said, well, a way of getting around this is let's sanction it and say that you can talk to these guys for this three-day period with our acknowledgement and with our okay. And so we say it's okay to do it. So we're going to okay what you're already doing anyway. And that's what's going on right now. People are talking to prospective free agents. Teams are trying to get down to certain salary cap numbers. They're trying to restructure contracts. They're getting ready to cut players. They're getting ready to extend deals. It's sort of an interesting time behind the scenes, Vic, although publicly you'll see a lot of stuff sort of speculated on, but nothing major has transpired other than, you know, the Alex Smith trade from a week ago. But, you know, there'll be some things happening between now and tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Yeah, what's your sense of this, Clark? Because there really weren't many players, hardly any players, that were tagged beforehand. Yeah. So a lot of big recognizable names joining the open market, the most recent being a James Harrison, that you just say, wow, these are guys that you know, and these have been difference-making players with their respective teams. What's your sense of what this market will generate and do, maybe versus previous years?
I think it's going to be slower in terms of the amount of money, Vic. I think these guys think they're going to get a big payday, and some of them will, but not as opposed to years past, because the cap would go up dramatically in years past. And these guys would say, geez, you know, there's going to be a lot of money out there. And typically the big money goes quickly, and it will again this time. But there's less big money because the cap goes up incrementally. I mean, it's going up from 121 to 123. So it's basically a flat cap. These guys are out there. You mentioned James Harrison. Yeah, he's a big-name player, but he's also a descending player. This is a guy whose best years are behind him. Pittsburgh doesn't let good players go. There are very few players that Pittsburgh and Baltimore let go that go on to do anything afterwards. So, I mean, while a guy like Harrison's recognizable to your listeners, and certainly they know of his impact around the league and when he plays the Browns, he's not the player he once was. That's why Pittsburgh is letting him go. I remember years ago Bill Walsh would say, I'd rather get rid of somebody a year too soon than a year too late. I think that's the feeling here, although it's not a year too soon. I think the time is right. He wouldn't take a pay cut. They decided to move on without him.
Right. And the other names that people hear, of course, Paul Kruger from the Ravens, Mike Wallace, Steelers, Greg Jennings. These are guys again who have been dynamic players and so forth. Do you sense that? I'm always leery, Clark, when I know guys are available. When I know good teams with good personnel decision makers make guys available, so to speak. There's kind of a reason for that. I know you can't keep everybody, and I know people are human. You can make mistakes on this, but I just get the sense that when you do, as you say, you let guys go maybe a little sooner than later. Some teams do wait too long to let them go. That you have to be skeptical about what you're getting.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, you listen to Ryan Gertsen at the combine. He said, I would not bet on a guy on the wrong side of 30, and certainly James Harrison's on the wrong side of 30 by a long shot. So is Ed Reed. That's why Ed Reed should take the money in Baltimore and stay there. He should basically sign a two-year deal with the Ravens to stay there and end his career there. Mike Wallace is a different guy. I mean, this is a guy who's an ascending player, but I'd be careful. I mean, I'd really be careful with him because the Steelers are letting him go. They tried to keep him. They decided not to. The money was too much, and honestly, the productivity wasn't enough. I know guys there were telling me the last year and a half he wasn't the same player. So they sank the money in Antonio Brown, think they got a better player. We'll find out. People love this guy's straight line speed, but he drops a lot of balls. I mean, I like Greg Jennings better on the outside because I think he's a better route runner, more reliable receiver. I know there are questions about the injury. Some people think his speed is beginning to decline, but I think he's a sure bet. He's going to get some money too, but I'd be careful about anyone 30 or over. You know, people talk about Steven Jackson as a panacea. I don't see Steven Jackson as a panacea. He's taken a lot of hits. I mean, this guy's got to be in the right situation. And again, to me, it's about a two-year deal that you've got, two-year window, if that, because he's put together a lot of 1,000-yard seasons. That's true, but he's also taken a zillion hits, and he's going to turn 30, I think, before the start of the season. That's the kind of running back you don't want to get. You don't want to sign him to a long-term deal. So these guys are looking for big paydays. There are all sorts of examples of why not to spend heavily in multi-year deals here. You know, Albert Haynesworth, Archuleta, I go back to Dana Stubblefield back in the late 90s. There are lots of people here. Javon Walker. Mm-hmm. Guys, Mario Williams last year, I know he had a decent year, 10.5 sacks, but he got the biggest contract of anyone on defense, in the history of defense, and yet you look at him and say, what did he do there at the beginning of the year? He did nothing, and he didn't have the impact that they thought he would have. Yeah, he was a productive player in terms of numbers, but he wasn't the player that I think they thought they were getting to lift them to the next level. So you better be wary and pick your spots, because I find that lots of times it's really teams that know the draft well, Vic, that use this to their advantage, because teams that draft well don't use the free agents as panaceas. They don't. That's not how you fix your problems. You don't fix your problems through the free agency. Do it through the draft. And you find teams like, again, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, Green Bay is another one. They fix their problems through the draft and then plug some holes through agency with niche players.
Yeah, it's a backfill time, basically.
It is. That's right.
Clark Judge from CBSSports.com joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some of the other receivers, notable names, Wes Welker, there's word now that basically he's going to stay with the Patriots. Not a real shock there, and I sort of saw him as a guy that probably that's his best fit, that I would be very skeptical about him being as productive for another team anywhere close to it than he was with the Patriots in the right system with the right quarterback and Tom Brady throwing to him.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a smart move. Listen, people say, I think it was Asante Samuel said, follow the money. Well, that's why Asante Samuel hasn't been the player that you really want to see in terms of his legacy. You think of a great quarterback, Asante Samuel. If you find the right place, you know, there's something to be said for the right fit. And again, I'm going way back, Vic, but remember Ricky Waters in 1994, great player of the 49ers. He took the money and ran to Philadelphia. And I said to him years later, you should have stayed. You would have been a Hall of Fame player. And he said, I am. Look at my numbers. It's more than just numbers, Ricky. Mm-hmm. It's about your impact in the game. And you were in a perfect situation. You should have taken less money to stay with the right team. Wes Walker's with the right team. He's with the right team and the right quarterback. And Tom Brady says he's the heart and soul of this team. I don't know about that. I think Tom Brady's the heart and soul of that team, probably of his league. But I look look at what he can do with Brady, where are you going to find a better situation? You're not. I mean, you look at what he was doing before he got there. He was a journeyman. San Diego cut him. He goes to New England, and he's a perennial Pro Bowl player. I think he's in the right spot at the right time. Stay with Tom Brady. When Brady retires, you retire too.
One of the – maybe mystifying is going to be too strong a word for this, Clark, but certainly a situation that makes your head scratch at times and you wonder where it's going to go is Darrell Revis with the Jets.
Yep.
And how do you see that – playing itself out with all the weird twists and turns about, you know, him maybe shopping himself if the team isn't shopping him. I mean, a trade can't be made if the Jets wouldn't make the trade. And then on the flip side of it is, you know, can he stay there and work out a deal, which ultimately this comes down to. He just wants another deal, and he wants more money, and I think he'd be content to be a New York Jet with that.
Yeah, Vic, they're in a fix. The Jets are in a fix because I talked to a guy at the Combine who was a coach with another team. He said the Jets want to keep this guy, but they're really tired of the money grab every other year, and I think they are. And I think they're really in a spot now that's really difficult for them. They can keep him, but they're not a playoff team with him. But if they keep them, he plays this year, and what happens? He leaves next year. Under the terms of his contract, if he doesn't hold out, they can't franchise him next year. Worse, through a quirk in that contract, they're going to absorb $9 million in dead money. So you either pay him now or see him walk later. Oh, but there's another possibility. You can trade him. But he's coming off a serious knee injury. So what's his trade value? It's a question that varies from team to team. I mean, how good is this guy? What do you want to be? What are you willing to give up, especially if you can't talk to him or you haven't seen him? And teams haven't worked him out because he's not ready to run, I think, until April. So you don't know what you're getting. He wants top dollar. He wants, you know, not just more money than any cornerback. He wants more money than any defender.
Sure.
That's Mario Williams. So we're talking $16 million a year for a cornerback? I'd pay that to a quarterback.
Yeah.
Mario Williams got that on the open market as an unrestricted free agent. This guy's not unrestricted. He's under contract for another year. So basically he's telling the Jets, I want you to trade me. I think the Jets are going to have to trade him because, as I said, they're not a playoff team with him. I think you can get a lot for him. I would try to play tennis with San Francisco and anybody else and drive the price up and eventually get draft picks and send him on his way, because otherwise you're going to see him walk away next spring and you're going to absorb money as dead money, $9 million, and take a loss for having kept him around for a year too long.
Clark, when you're the Cleveland Browns and you're looking to get something, some spark, something started going to make yourself much better, and you've got a new coach, you've got a new coaching staff, a new defensive system, on and on, what can you do? What can this free agent market do to make this team better as you look at it, given what we just discussed about, you know, the overpayment for a lot of players who underproduced?
Yeah, I don't know that, again, your solutions in the free agent market, although you've got a lot of money, but Cliff Averill's out there. You might sink your money in somebody like him, a wide receiver. I think you find weapons for your quarterback. Who that quarterback is, you know, no one's really sure. I assume it's Whedon for the next year. So find him some playmakers. I mean, give him something that he didn't have. Give him something Colt McCoy didn't have. That's playmakers. You got the running back. Give him people on the outside. And there are some wide receivers who should draw some interest. And then I look at, as I said, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, there's some decent defensive players and some decent offensive linemen. But I'd spend wisely. Wouldn't spend capriciously, because seen it happen before, Vic. And you know, last year, I think Tampa came out of the gate, and they threw a ton of money at people. Mm-hmm. And look what it produced. It didn't produce a whole lot. So you better be careful. I kind of measure my options against what's coming down the pike, you know, in years from now. And I think they'll do that. I mean, I've known Mike Lombardi for years, and certainly the people in Philadelphia have as well. He knows what he's doing here, and so does Joe Banner. And Joe Banner had a plan in Philadelphia. They've got a plan there, but I'd be careful. I'd go after the right guys, and I wouldn't just simply spend to plug a hole, because you've got people in this draft. This is a deep draft. People in this draft who can help you. It's not top-heavy. Unlike other drafts, you don't have an elite six or an elite eight. You don't have an elite one pick.
Right.
You don't have a guy who's a consensus number one pick. So you're going to find people throughout this draft, second, third rounds. That's where Cleveland's better served. I think they got a good start last year. Now let's just keep it going.
Yeah, to your point about using the draft to fix your problems and backfilling or filling spots, plugging holes through free agency, I think that plays right into the thinking of Joe Banner, of Michael Lombardi. I mean, I think that's their core belief, and as they go into this thing, they're going to work the draft hard, and I think the areas that are obviously ones that have to be addressed, helping to make that front seven fit
right,
the 3-4 scheme, right? Find those outside pass rushers. I mean, those positions look like those ones that you can find in the draft. Cornerback, another
quarterback, right.
Crying need for this team.
Yeah, and you can find corners in free agency or the draft. You can find both, and it's a particularly deep draft in safeties as well. So you're in a good position for your wants. You know, as I said, I think you got to figure out what you're doing with the quarterback, and that's why North Turner's in there. They're going to figure it out next year. I think they give Whedon a shot, but give him a shot with some weapons. Give him some people to play with, and that was always my criticism with the Browns. I never really was sure what Colt McCoy offered because he didn't have anyone around him. So give these guys some people to help them, make them better. I'm not just talking about a wide receiver, a tight end. Right? I'm talking about offensive line, too. I mean, you know, at the number six spot in the draft, boy, there are plenty of options at the offensive line, too. So I think, as I said, I think the Browns are in a pretty good spot to help themselves. The problem is they're in the division. It's very difficult to ascend.
Clark, thank you so much for taking the time to join us in this busy period. We'll talk down the line.
My pleasure, Vic. See you.
All right. He is Clark Judge from CBSSports.com joining us via the Rebel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Can you find the best web coverage of the Cleveland sports scene? ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, blogs, podcasts, and the best daily coverage of the Browns, Indians, Cavs, Ohio State, and more. If it's happening in Cleveland sports, we're on it. ESPNCleveland.com. Featuring veteran Browns beat reporter Tony Grossi's exclusive Browns coverage. Make it your homepage now. ESPNCleveland.com. That's ESPNCleveland.com.
Tire Mania 13. For a limited time, Conrad's is pitting all the top brands against each other to bring you their best deals. And that's on top of Conrad's guaranteed lowest price out the door. Tire Mania 13. Over 50,000 tires on sale at all 33 Conrad's locations. Competing to be your best deal. Like this one. Right now, get up to $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear tires. Massive markdowns, huge rebates. That's Tire Mania 13. That's Conrad.
Now, you can listen to ESPN 850, WKNR, and KNR2 anywhere you go with the free ESPN Radio app. Follow the Cleveland sports scene on your mobile device. Absolutely free. Simply go to the App Store and download ESPN Radio. Listen live to ESPN 850 WKNR shows, live play-by-play, and more. It's new and improved, and for the first time ever, it's free. Cleveland Sports Authority is now available anywhere you go. Download the ESPN Radio app free today and stay in touch with the Cleveland sports team on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football Monday, Vic Carucci right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Questions, comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Fiasco submits, I like that name, Twitter. He says, as much as it kills me to say this, the Browns should pick up James Harrison. Yeah, and then he hashtags it, bang, boom, pow. If you heard the discussion that we had with a short while ago with Clark Judge, what kind of James Harrison are you getting at this stage? You're getting the guy clearly on the decline, clearly not the player he was at his most disruptive best, I guess, for the Steelers. And again, this is the Browns quite familiar with him and quite familiar with him at his best and quite familiar with him circa 2013. And you have to think about that. If that the investment won't be small, it won't be, I'm sure, as much money as he would love to command in the open market, as much as he could have commanded maybe a few years ago, but he wasn't available then. The Steelers had him tied up then. They tied him up for a longer period and went overtime with him, some think, in terms of just keeping him on their team. And then, you know, the result of that is you get a player who's in the twilight of his career. But I hear what you're saying. And Kent State and the whole, you know, the whole connection with him. T. Campbell from Twitter, D. Milner needs to be on the Browns so that Joe Hayden and D. Milner can be the best cornerback tandem in the league. Like your thinking there, T. Campbell, but I think it's going to be more difficult depending on what the Browns do in free agency. This is one of those moves where free agency could dictate the possibility of getting him at six, but six could be just a little too low for a guy who I think the Eagles, I think the Lions, you've heard this time and again, who picked before the Browns, have the opportunity to get. So I think that's something to look at there. But you're thinking of the tandem being impressive. Yeah, it would be a great tandem. All right, we want to thank DeQuell Jackson for being on the show, and Clark Judge, and Drew Boatner. I want to thank Joe Meadows and TJ Zuppe for tremendous producing for us tonight. Three Deep is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.